In April 1888, the French newspaper Le Figaro ran an obituary. It read, "A man who cannot very easily pass for a benefactor of humanity died yesterday in Cannes. It was Mr. Nobel, the inventor of dynamite." Another newspaper reportedly proclaimed, "The merchant of death is dead." In fact, Alfred Nobel wasn't dead. The obituary was a mistake, but it gave him the chance few people get to see how the world regards their legacy, and it may have inspired him to reinvent his. Welcome to a special bonus episode of Flashback. I'm Sean Braswell. Today, a story about another fateful moment from history, the premature obituary that may have launched the most illustrious prizes on the globe, a journalistic error that may have prompted one hell of a correction. It was no accident that Alfred Nobel became an inventor and an explosives expert. His father had been the same thing. He'd run armaments factories and built underwater mines for Russia during the Crimean War. Born in 1833 in Stockholm, Sweden, young Alfred never earned a degree or attended college. But in addition to absorbing his father's knowledge of explosives, he traveled widely, learned several languages, and trained under a world-renowned chemist in Paris. At the age of 24, he obtained his first patent, the first of more than 350 he would earn in his life. Nobel's biggest breakthroughs came when he successfully harnessed the destructive power of nitroglycerin. It was a key ingredient in his most famous invention, dynamite. Nobel was a workaholic. He never married. He once wrote,
"My only wish is to devote myself to my profession, to science. I look upon all women, young and old, as disturbing invaders who steal my time."
Maybe not quite all women. He had a 20-year friendship with his former secretary, a peace activist named Bertha von Suttner. More on her in a minute. Nobel's devotion to his work paid off. He eventually presided over more than 90 labs and factories in over 20 different countries across the world. He also once observed,
"I have two advantages over competitors. Both money-making and praise leave me utterly unmoved."
But there was something that may have left Nobel profoundly affected: being pronounced dead and criticized for his impact on humanity. The press had actually confused the death of Nobel's older brother Ludwig from tuberculosis with the inventor's. That's what afforded Nobel the rare opportunity to read his own obituary. According to biographer Ken Font, Nobel, quote, "became so obsessed with his posthumous reputation that he rewrote his last will, bequeathing most of his fortune to a cause upon which no future obituary writer would be able to cast aspersions." So on November 27th, 1895, the inventor sat down at a desk in the Swedish-Norwegian club in Paris, and in handwritten Swedish, with no help from a lawyer, penned a four-page document that would become one of the most notable last will and testaments in history.
"I, the undersigned, Alfred Bernard Nobel, after mature deliberation, hereby declare the following to be my last will and testament."
After disposing of property items to his friends and family, he ordered that the bulk of his estate be invested,
"and the interest on which is to be distributed annually as prizes to those who, during the preceding year, have conferred the greatest benefit to humankind."
Nobel died the following year, and the Nobel Prizes were handed out for the first time in 1901. To this day, the awards are given every December 10th, the anniversary of his death, including most recently in 2019.
"Today we are celebrating the Nobel laureates and their outstanding achievements in science, literature, and peace. Their impressive accomplishments are the result of innovative ideas and hard work, and serve as inspiration to us all. That is what Alfred Nobel wanted with his prize."
True to his wishes, almost no one today associates the name Alfred Nobel with dynamite or death. It's a great story of mistaken identity and the power of reinvention. But was an erroneous obituary alone harsh enough to prompt the inventor to take his life in a new direction? It remains an open question, Some scholars believe that it was more likely Nobel's friendship with his friend and former secretary, Bertha von Suttner, that inspired his late life transformation. Nobel did not leave von Suttner anything in his will, but the activist became the first woman ever to win the Nobel Peace Prize in 1905, a legacy that doubtless would have made Alfred Nobel proud, if he'd lived to read her obituary. Thanks for listening, and please stay tuned to this feed for more bonus episodes on fateful moments from history in the weeks ahead. Flashback is written and hosted by me, Sean Braswell, senior writer and executive producer at Aussie. It was edited by Maeve McGoran and produced by Tracy Moran. Chris Hoff engineered our show. Make sure to subscribe to Flashback on the iHeartRadio app or listen wherever you get your podcasts.